ready. We'll take you there.
We have been taking you to all sorts of places. Last week it was Garden Island. We took you to Esperance.
Yep.
You've been inside some of Perth's unique communities. Well, today we are taking you on a tour of Rechabite Hall on William Street. Now, this place first opened in 1923, commissioned by the Perth chapter of the Independent Order of Rechabites, which
is
a 170-year-old organisation which warns of the dangers of drugs and alcohol. It's been around since the 1800s.
Since then, it's been everything from a bank to a dance hall. But in recent years, Rechabite Hall has just sat empty. Well, now Marcus Canning, the man behind Fringe World's success here in WA, and developer Adrian Finney have breathed new life into the building, creating a restaurant, a basement club, a rooftop bar, and, of course, the hall itself. Marcus Canning took Joe Trilling on a tour, and for those of you who've been inside, you're in for a big surprise.
We call it the Occupy the Ruin approach to heritage architecture. One of the exciting opportunities about this whole project, this whole build, is about bringing an extraordinary building back to life. This is still a building site, and underneath this protective covering, there's actually quite a large, grandiose, big Jarrah staircase. That's one of the key heritage items in the building. Underneath this protective covering on the floor, it's quite an amazing tessellated tiling pattern.
Mosaic tile.
Yeah, that's also one of the key heritage fabrics that are being retained during the build.
They're the original tiles from the 20s?
Yeah. And also this whole wall has been left intact. It's because of this original dado tile feature. The big double doors at the front that face onto William Street, they open when there's an event on upstairs. People enter the restaurant through this left-hand door next to the lift shaft. The lift shaft is one of the key features in this whole development. It extends all the way through from the roof down to the basement. It's essentially one big, huge, tall cage that has a glass box inside it. So you'll be able to watch people passing through the building the same way they can watch you as they are passing through the building. You'll be able to stand across the road and watch the lift passing through the different levels. It's got a big neon inside it, so as it passes through, it'll light up the different levels as it goes. A lot of what the venue is about theatre, is about spectacle, but it's the spectacle actually being in the venue. All of the mechanisms of the venue are very much exposed. It's trying to turn just the act of moving a keg from the back laneway into the goods lift into a piece of spectacle for people to enjoy. The State Library is a back neighbour, and a lot of the like late night activity will be a back lane entry, like you experience in Melbourne. But this is one of my favourite spaces, actually. This weird inner courtyard out the back here that you can see traces of a fire that went through the building that has smoke stained the press tin above us. There's some huge I-beams that are running through what is now the kitchen, bar, dining area of the building that were there when we first engaged the building. They were put in by the Commonwealth Bank when they kind of ripped out the interior of half of this ground floor back in the 60s. They did a kind of classic 60s thing, which is, you know, bastardise the heritage building and use steel vert, because steel was cheap back then. This kind of scale of these beams is fantastic. Interestingly, that's because that it all happened in the history of the building, that's something that we've worked with. That's allowed us then to kind of open up more of the ground floor without necessarily compromising the, you know, the original fabric of the building. We're trying to honour what is a century-long history. We've left traces of every chapter in that history. I think we should go down into the basement. We're down in the basement. Even people that remember the Rechabite back, you know, back when it was a theatre, over 10 years ago, no one remembers the basement because no one was ever allowed down here. But it's an amazing warren down here. This is where we've built the Goodwill Club. It's named after some weekly dances that used to be held in the hall. They were called Frankie's Goodwill Dances during the interwar period. And it was called the Goodwill Club because all of the proceeds from those dances went to things like War Widows and various social enterprises. But apparently it was the place to be back in the day. The kind of dancing that will occur down here in the basement Goodwill Club will be very different from ballroom dancing that used to happen in the 40s upstairs, because it's a little more kind of techno Berlin squat.
Bye-bye connections. Hello, Goodwill.
Which way should we go?
Left.
Left.
Where are we now?
This is the foyer area before we enter the main hall. Retaining this entire piece of press tin in its entirety was actually one of the biggest challenges of this whole build. Adding a whole rooftop bar on top of this structure across the front without removing any of this heritage fabric was a real challenge.
Let's go into the hall. Wow. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
It's an extraordinary hall. This is one of the last remaining Rechabite halls in Australia. There used to be 6 temperance halls back in the day, around the turn of the century, throughout the Northbridge area. This is the only one that remains. The barrel vault is one of the amazing jaw-dropping moments of the space. People who last engaged with this room back when the Blue Room Theatre ran it as a theatre will remember they had a big bank of seating in here. They ran it as kind of a proscenium theatre.
That is not.
No, so we've added some features to it, which will mean it is used in all sorts of new ways.
It's a visual feast, is all I'm going to say.
It's going to surprise people. But look, I think also it will allow people to engage with the real history and heritage of this space in a way that is completely new and fresh. The enormous great window is still intact. There's a big custom trapeze rig going into the barrel vault in the next few weeks. That will allow for up to 3 flying trapeze over a crowd, which will be quite a moment.
And when you have a crowd in here, wow, are they in for a treat when it comes to how they're going to see this space and watch performances?
There's going to be a lot of energy. There's some stuff which we're keeping under our hat until the big reveal, but this will be one of the most energetic places in Perth to see live performance.
I've never seen an audience set up like it. Really just makes me think of the Globe.
Yeah. I describe it as the Globe had a bastard love child with the set from Thunderstruck. So this will be one of those back lane entries.
And how's it been working with the neighbours? You've got mechanics on one side, you've got a strip club on the other.
Been great. We're very excited to, in many ways, the Rechabite coming alive again is the last piece of the jigsaw. We kind of see this venue and what it will do as kind of making sense of this cusp point between Northbridge, Knight Entertainment Precinct and the Cultural Centre and the new museum. This idea of like fringe year-round, that kind of magical time when all of these things running alongside each other just kind of make perfect sense. The first big cabaret show that we've got coming in is being made for the space, and the way they're using this rig is already looking very exciting.
Have you got a date?
I'm not going to talk about a date. This is still a building site.
Marcus Canning there with Joe Trilling and the Rechabite Hall, which is on William Street in Northbridge between Francis and James on the eastern side. Have a little look at it.